Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Piano Fortissimo podcast. I want to start by saying a huge thank you to all our new subscribers and to everyone who's downloaded the first two episodes. Your support has been absolutely incredible, and it gives me immense joy to put this all together for you. I'm also so excited and grateful to the upcoming guests who will be joining us in future episodes. They'll bring a wealth of expertise and insights from different fields, and I really cannot wait to share that knowledge with all of you. As I'm recording this, I'm overlooking the serene waters of Wolfgangsee. Truly a peaceful moment before we start off what promises to be an exciting new season. It's the perfect backdrop to reflect on the journey ahead of all of us in this ever-changing music industry. So in today's compact episode, I've put together some tips and advice on what I believe is essential for building a career as a musician today. Of course, never forget, the work at the instrument is fundamental. That's the core of our craft. But beyond that, there are so many other elements that are equally crucial if you want not just survive, but thrive in this industry. We're living in a time where talent alone isn't enough. The industry has changed dramatically, and it demands a blend of artistry, business acumen, and yes, adaptability. Today, I'll be sharing insights on how to navigate this landscape, offering some practical strategies, and discussing the qualities that I believe are vital for success. So, whether you're a student, just starting out, a professional looking to refine your approach, or simply somebody who loves music and wants to understand more about the industry, this episode is for you, and I hope it comes at the right time. Welcome to Piano Fortissimo, the podcast where the world of classical music meets personal stories and professional insights. I'm your host, Alexandra Silocha, concert pianist and Bösendorfer artist for over two decades. Join me as we explore the intricacies of music careers, the artistry behind pianos and other instruments, dive deep with special guests from all corners of the arts, and uncover the nuances of cultural and self-management. Whether you're an aspiring musician, a performer, or simply a music lover, this podcast offers something for everyone. When I was a student, my primary concerns were practicing, expanding my repertoire, and finding concert opportunities. Later on, however, I found myself completely on my own, unsure where to begin or what steps to take next. But times have changed massively since then, and this episode is a call to students and professionals alike to use their time wisely and invest in as many skills as possible. Again, of course, time spent at the instrument comes first, time spent going to concerts, to theaters, to exhibitions, films, museums, etc. But everything else is also essential to build upon that foundation. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for any professional musician aiming to thrive in today's truly ever-changing landscape. I emphasize today because this industry has changed significantly in the past few years. If you think talent alone is enough, please think again. So, what does it take to build a career in the modern music industry? I'm deliberately not using the word successful because there are so many factors involved and each of us defines success differently. The business has evolved dramatically over the past few decades, presenting both new opportunities and significant challenges. In this compact episode, we'll explore some key qualities that musicians need today, practical strategies that can set you apart, and how to balance the demands of artistry with the realities of business. The music industry today is unrecognizable from what it was just a few decades ago. The digital revolution, driven by advances in technology and the rise of the internet, has transformed how music is produced, distributed, and consumed. The decline of physical album sales and the rise of streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube, and so on, have made it easier than ever for artists to share their music with the world, but it has also led to new challenges, such as the financial implications of streaming revenue and the sheer volume of music being released every day. The democratization of music distribution means that anyone can upload their music online, but standing out in such a crowded marketplace requires more than just talent. It requires a strategic approach to building your brand, engaging with your audience, and leveraging the tools at your disposal. Social media has also become a crucial component of a musician's career. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and so on allow artists to connect directly with their fans, share their creative process, and promote their work in real time. However, this also means that musicians are expected to constantly generate content and engage with their audience, which can be both a blessing and for some a burden. Understanding how it works is the first step to navigating the modern music industry. But thriving in this landscape requires more than just understanding. It requires specific qualities and strategic efforts that we'll explore in depth. So, I said we're not using the word success, but in some way we have to approach it, and we have acknowledged that success in the modern music industry goes beyond raw talent. It's about developing a combination of qualities that help you navigate the complexities of the business while staying true to your artistic vision. For me, some critical qualities needed to build and sustain a career today are the following. First one, adaptability. Adaptability is crucial in an industry that's constantly evolving. The ability to embrace change, whether it's new technology, shifts in how music is marketed, or changes in consumer behavior, allows you to stay ahead of the curve. This means being open to learning new skills, experimenting with different approaches, and pivoting when necessary. When COVID struck and all my concerts were cancelled, doors we had worked for years to open were suddenly shut. I saw the opportunity to pursue another master's degree in cultural management. This experience was truly eye-opening for me, not only in terms of professional development, but also for my personal growth. It reinforced the belief that it's never too late to learn, to adapt, to acquire new skills, and that there's always more to discover. Parallel to this, I took numerous social media classes, starting with free webinars and later investing in other courses. I learned a great deal and spent a lot of time refining these skills. Adaptability also involves staying current with industry trends and being proactive with new knowledge and skills. This could mean learning about digital marketing, understanding the intricacies of music licensing, or keeping up with new streaming and distribution platforms. After adaptability, resilience is for me the next quality. The music industry is notoriously challenging, filled with rejection, competition, and uncertainty. Resilience is essential for maintaining your momentum and staying committed to your goals. It's about viewing challenges as learning opportunities and not letting failure derail your progress. For me, resilience was a lesson I learned early on. At the age of 16, I moved from Romania to Austria, to Vienna, to start my studies at the University of Music and Performing Arts. And coming to a foreign country, away from everything familiar, was both daunting and exhilarating. The challenges of adapting to a new culture, language, and environment shaped me profoundly. It was in those formative years that I learned how crucial it is to stay determined, to push through difficult times, and to keep my focus on my goals. Resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's about sustaining your passion and drive over the long term, even when the going gets tough. This requires a strong sense of purpose, a clear vision of your goals, and also a support system that helps you stay grounded and motivated. The third quality is entrepreneurial mindset. Today's musicians are not just artists, they're also entrepreneurs. An entrepreneurial mindset involves taking initiative, being resourceful, and understanding the business side of music. This includes everything from managing yourself, managing your finances, to marketing your work, networking, and identifying new opportunities for growth. Developing an entrepreneurial mindset also means thinking creatively about how to generate income and sustain your career. This might involve diversifying your revenue streams, leveraging your unique skills, or exploring new markets. The ability to think like an entrepreneur is what sets successful musicians apart in today's industry. The fourth quality is authenticity. In a world where audiences are inundated with content, authenticity stands out. Audiences connect with musicians who are genuine and true to themselves. This means being honest about who you are, what you stand for, and what your music represents. It is also about building trust with your audience. When listeners sense that you're genuine and that your music reflects your true selves, they're more likely to form a deep, lasting connection with you. This is what turns casual listeners into lifelong fans. These qualities, adaptability, resilience, an entrepreneurial mindset, and authenticity are essential for navigating the modern music industry. But developing these qualities is only part of the journey. Now that we've covered the essential qualities, let's dive into the practical efforts and strategies. These efforts require not only creativity and discipline, but also a deep understanding. So for me, the first effort is having a strong online presence, and this is no longer optional. It's a critical component of your career. This includes everything from social media to your website and online content. A professional website is your digital home base where potential fans, collaborators, and industry professionals can learn about you, listen to your music, and contact you for opportunities. Second one, diversifying revenue streams. Diversifying your revenue streams is crucial. This could include teaching private lessons, offering online courses or workshops, teaching at music school, conservatories, music universities, licensing your music for use in films, commercials, or why not video games, crowdfunding for specific projects, or even selling merchandise. The third effort, I think, is also very important, is networking. Networking remains one of the most powerful tools in the music industry. Building relationships with other musicians, producers, agents, and industry professionals can open doors to new opportunities, whether it's through collaborations, performance opportunities, or simply learning from others' experiences. Provided also everybody talks with each other, but this in a different episode. The fourth thing I want to mention is continuous learning and skill development. As I'm repeating myself, the music industry is constantly evolving, and so should you. Continuous learning, whether it's mastering new techniques, staying updated on industry trends, or learning about the latest technologies, is essential for staying competitive. This also includes developing non-musical skills like business management, marketing, and public relations. These efforts, building a strong online presence, diversifying your income streams, networking, collaborating, committing to continuous learning, are all essential for building a sustainable career in today's music industry. But one of the biggest challenges musicians face today is balancing the demands of artistry with the realities of the industry. It can be so difficult to maintain your artistic integrity while also managing the practical aspects of your career. But As in life, finding that balance is crucial. Setting clear boundaries and priorities can help you navigate this balance. Reflect on what matters most to you, whether it's creative expression, reaching a broader audience, or preserving your personal well-being, or all of them, or you name it, and make decisions that align with those values. It's important to remember that it's okay to decline opportunities that don't resonate with your artistic vision, even if they seem appealing in the moment. Balancing artistry and the practicalities of the music industry also involves being thoughtful about how you invest your time and energy. While your creative work should remain at the forefront, it's equally important to understand the broader landscape and to seek out opportunities that support both your artistic aspirations and your long-term goals. Ultimately, the key is to stay true to yourself while also being mindful of the practical realities of your career. It's a delicate balance, but one that can lead to a fulfilling and sustainable journey. And finally, remember to be kind. Whether in rehearsal, during a concert, backstage, people will always remember how you made them feel, just as you will remember the same. So, kindness and humanity leave a lasting impression. As Tommy Lee Jones wisely said, kindness and politeness are not overrated at all, they're just underused. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a clear plan of action. Start by assessing where you are in your musical journey, both artistically and in terms of the business side of your career. Identify areas where you can develop new skills, whether that's learning about digital marketing, as mentioned, or building your online presence, or expanding your network. Then set concrete goals for the next few months, and why not years? Perhaps you'll commit to recording a new piece every week, learning new repertoire and releasing new content on your social media, attend industry events to broaden your connections, or explore new revenue streams that align with your artistic vision. Remember, in today's music industry, isn't just about talent, it's about blending your artistry with strategic thinking. Most importantly, stay true to your passion for music and let that passion guide every decision you make. With dedication, resilience, and a clear plan, you're well on your way to building a sustainable and fulfilling career in music. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing how you're implementing these strategies in your own journey, if they were helpful, and what your thoughts are. Connect with me on Instagram, either on my Alexandra Siloce account or Piano Fortissimo podcast. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Piano Fortissimo so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep creating, keep performing, keep learning new skills, and keep pursuing your dreams with passion and purpose. Thanks for listening. This was Alexandra Siloce from Piano Fortissimo. Don't forget to subscribe, share with fellow music enthusiasts, follow us on your favorite social media, and most importantly, worry less and let the music flow.